Listen and look. There is one example. Emma has a lot of things in her treasure box. Where did she find each thing?
Emma, look at this box. It's full of things. You don't need all these.
I do, Dad. They're all important. Look, here's a ticket. I found it on a bus about a year ago. It's interesting because it's a different color and it's from a different town.
Can you see the letter B? Now you listen and write a letter in each box.
But why do you want these things?
I don't know. I just do. Look, this is good too. It's a butterfly. Mom saw it on a strange plant in a forest and took a picture of it 30 years ago on holiday. I found it in her old suitcase.
And what's this?
Oh, that? It's an old leaf. It's a great color, isn't it? Grandma gave me that last summer. It was in a picture on her wall in the flat. She didn't like it, but I did, so she took it out and gave it to me. And this stamp is one of my favorite things. It's 100 years old, Grandpa said. Look, it's red and it's got a queen's face on it. Grandpa and I found it inside the pages of a book. He gave it to me. He said I must be very careful with it.
Let me look at it. Oh, yes, it is old. And whose is that?
This little silver pen. Don't you remember? When we put Uncle Tom's tent up in the garden, we found it inside. You telephoned him about it. He said I can have it. It doesn't write, but I like it.
And this?
That's an old video. It's about finding a toy bear in a cupboard. But we don't play them now, do we? We only have DVDs. But in the future, someone will be very interested in this. It was on that high old shelf in the basement. I'm going to look after it. Then my children can take it to their history lessons.